When our Lord drew near to Jerusalem and prophesied its destruction, which would come to pass in 70 AD, he was also weeping about the hearts that were prepared to be the city of God, the temple of God, and yet did not recognize, and sometimes still do not recognize, the hour of God's visitation. When we turn aside from grace, when we turn aside from the opportunities that God gives to us, he weeps for the sorrow that we cause him, for the sorrow that we cause to his Sacred Heart, and also for the unfortunate and sometimes eternal consequences of our bad choices. No one will be lost due to God's fault. No one will fail to go forward in their spiritual life because God has tripped them up or failed to give them the grace that they need. God destines us all for heaven, and he gives us all the grace that we need to get there. And so it is a particular tragedy when the Savior of the world, who, you know, has left no stone unturned, you know, he talks about no stone upon a stone will remain in Jerusalem when the destruction comes. But our Lord, in a different sense, has left no stone upon stone. He has uncovered all of our sins, and he has applied medicine to each and every one of us and to each and every one of our wounds. And he is available to heal us and to draw us closer to his Sacred Heart and to lift us up into heaven. No one will be lost because he failed to be there on time and to supply the grace that we need. And that should be, first of all, a great consolation to us, to everyone, no matter what their sins accuse them of, what their consciences accuse them of. And, you know, when our Lord came to St. Margaret Mary and when he came to St. Faustina, he wanted us to know his great love and mercy and to have confidence to be lifted out of even the most difficult sins and woundedness. Yet we also know that in this life our time is short and is limited, and it is possible for us to not recognize or to ignore or to turn our back on the visitation of the Lord. He comes only so many times in our life, even though he comes frequently and he comes again and again in spite of our sinfulness. But none of us will live forever, and none of us can presume upon the mercy of God. You know, there's the two great sins against the Holy Spirit, which can drag us down. On the one hand, there is despair of God's grace, and on the other, there is presumption of his grace. We know that the truth, that mercy, and that progress, that healing lies in the middle, knowing that the Lord is there, but that we have to work for our salvation in fear and in trembling. And the human condition is such that we have to overcome our fickleness. St. Paul, in the letter to the Corinthians today, the first letter, he talks to the Gentiles in Corinth about his own people, the Jews, who had been singled out by God. God had pulled them aside and separated them from the pagans and revealed himself to them and promised them to take care of them, you know, that you'll be my people and I will be your God and I will take care of everything. And he did. He delivered them from Egypt, and yet they fell into idolatry. They committed fornication. They tempted the Lord, complained. They didn't have food. He gave them manna. They complained about the manna. He gave them quails. They complained about that. And didn't recognize that God's providence is such that he's leading us to the promised land. When they got to the Jordan, they didn't want to cross the Jordan, so they wandered in the desert for 40 years, finally got them there. All of it was God's providence. Much of it was difficult to endure, and yet the Lord was always with them, and he manifested himself to them in extraordinary ways. And he does for us the same thing. What is truly extraordinary has become ordinary and commonplace for us. Our Lord gives himself to us in the sacraments. He makes himself available to us in the Eucharist and in confession. He makes us members of his family through baptism. And our ability to come to Mass in a free society, relatively free society, and receive our Lord and to worship him in spirit and in truth is a great honor and blessing from God. It is a time of the Lord's visitation. And in this age when so many people have lost their way, have turned their back on God, either through just ordinary sins or through agnosticism or atheism, grace is passing the world by. For us who have understood God's mercy and have tried to respond to it, there is a certain urgency to the visitation of the Lord. There's a certain grace that is proportionate to the times in which we live, and as well a responsibility that is also proportionate to the times in which we live. And so we must call down upon ourselves, as we do, as the priest calls down Jesus upon our altars, we should call down upon ourselves the mercy and the grace of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and ask for everything that we need to become saints. If there's any crisis in the world in which we live today, it is a crisis of sanctity. And our Lord wants to purify the temple. He wants to purify our temple. And it's not easy. Sometimes he has to come in clear things out, and grace is not always pleasant. Sometimes there's dark grace. There's grace that's painful and creates a certain amount of anxiety in our hearts. Hopefully that anxiety turns into longing for God. Longing for God. The saints longed for Jesus in the Eucharist. The saints longed for the Lord's visitation. They were happy when they encountered his grace, even if sometimes it was painful grace. And so we need to be thankful that we have time. Time is mercy. You know, we have this moment right now where God is speaking to us and he's asking us to be more generous. It's a moment of God's visitation. It's a moment of God's mercy. And it won't last forever. You know, time is short. Life is short. And then there is judgment and eternity. And so we need to be aware of that and be aware of the grace that is available for us right now, and take that grace, claim that grace, and lift it up to God as the gift that He truly wants. God wants our hearts, and so our conversion has to be ongoing. We have to allow Him to purify us. We have to recognize that His providence, His presence, and His visitation is a work of His love and His salvation in our lives. We ask our Blessed Mother to help us see these things and to embrace the grace that God has given us with all our hearts.